Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here.
Hi, everybody. It's Joanne Midget back again on part two of Dreams and Interpretation. And I wanted to pick up where I left off last week. I was talking about the different kinds of dreams and how the dreams come. And I want to start now. I've been asked a couple of questions that some people ask about dreams and interpretation. And one is, how do you know that a dream is from God? I think I've been asked that probably more than any other question. And in the past 10 years interpreting dreams, what I've discovered is that there seems to be some similarities, because you can have a dream that the devil interfered in your dreams, and when you woke up there was fear and you knew it was just the devil harassing you. And when you have a dream like that, you can take authority in the name of Jesus. And that spirit that has been sent to harass you has to leave. So I recommend before you go to sleep that you quote scriptures like, "He gives his beloved sleep. When a righteous man lies down at night, his sleep will be sweet." And you can put angels around your bed and around your bedroom, that evil spirits cannot come in and interfere with your sleep. But some of the ways that you can tell that a dream is from God is, one, that it's a dream that happens more than once. Sometimes people will have recurring dreams, and it's like, okay, God didn't get through to you the first time, so he gives you the dream again. It's like, wakey, wakey, I'm trying to talk to you, I'm giving you a rerun. And so sometimes it can be a recurring or a repetitive dream. Another, and this is very, very important, you remember vivid details. Now, I dream a lot, but when I wake up, I can't remember what I dreamed, or I can't remember the details of the dream. So pretty soon it fades and it's gone. But when I wake up and I remember vivid details and it stays with me for a while, then I usually write that dream down because God's trying to say something. And then the third that I've noticed is, when you wake up, you have an urgency. Now, there's a difference between urgency and fear. When you have an urgency, it's like, oh, I need to write this down. This is something important. Like when you're reading the Word and something jumps out at you, it's like something jumps out of your dream and you think, I need to remember this. And so I recommend writing it down. Bert has a little recorder by the bed, and he will verbally speak the dream, just repeat it into that, and then he'll give it to me and I'll transcribe it, and then I'll give him the interpretation. Something very unusual happened to me last year that has not happened in the past 10 years when I've been interpreting dreams, is God actually allowed me to dream for people. And that sounds very strange. It's like, well, why can't somebody dream for themselves? Well, of course they can. But in these two particular situations, both people, either one person, if they had dreamed this dream themselves, it was about promotion. And if they said, well, I have a problem with pride. So if they had dreamed the dream for themselves, they would have discounted it because they would have thought, well, that's just me promoting myself. And so when I had the dream and interpretation for them, it really ministered to them, and they received it as, and actually that dream has already come to pass and is still in the process of coming to pass, which I thought was pretty cool. And the other person that I dreamed for, this was very, very unusual, because I had two different dreams and I never got the interpretation for one that I had a couple of years ago. So I just put it on a shelf, and they did too. I gave them the dream and they said, well, it doesn't really mean anything to me. So I just put it on a shelf. Well, last year, this was 2 years after that dream, I had another dream, and it was connected to the first dream. And immediately, I got the interpretation for both dreams that were connected. Now, that sounds very complicated, but it's almost like a movie and a sequel, and you can watch one and then watch the other, and it makes sense. But if you don't watch the first one, the second one doesn't make sense. And so it actually confirmed something that this person was desiring to happen, but other people in their family might not have been in agreement and would have thought, well, that person just dreamed that because that's what they want to do. So by me having the dream and giving them the interpretation, the other person was able to receive, the other person in their family was able to receive that as from God. So God, like I said, God is a God of variety. He gives us different kinds of dreams, different symbolism in the dreams, and even have different people dream for you and interpret for you. So it's a very exciting gift to operate in. And I just encourage everybody out there to just ask God if you're interested in it. Now, another question that I've been asked is, how do you interpret dreams? Well, I think probably everybody has their own method or their own way that they go about it. But I prefer, if someone gives me a dream, I prefer they give it to me in writing. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't interpreted dreams on the fly before. Actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to someone share a dream that they had had in a group that we were meeting. And in a few minutes, I spoke up and I said, I have the interpretation of your dream. And so I gave it to him immediately, just verbally. There wasn't anything written down because it was a very short dream, but it was a two-part. And then the guy and his wife actually received it for both of them, even though he was the one that had the dream. So you can do it verbally, but the reason I prefer it in writing is I can go line by line and interpret little details. If God gives you details and you remember those details, they're all important. It's just like the Word of God. Every jot and tittle, every comma, every period, every article, every word is important. And it has meaning at some point in your life when you read it. Don't ever discount the Word of God, and don't ever discount details in dreams. So I hope that the past couple of weeks have helped you and will inspire you to write down your dreams, to ask God to help you interpret your dreams, or to find someone to interpret your dream for you if you don't desire to do that yourself. But of course, it's always as the Spirit wills, because one time it took me 2 weeks to interpret a dream, and then one time it took me just a few minutes. So it's still as the Spirit wills. You can't make it happen, and you can't make the interpretation come. So if you desire to be used in that gift, be patient and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And it will come either in pictures or in words, or a vision, kind of a mini vision in the back of your mind, thoughts that pop in your head, and you say, oh, that fits. So it can come different ways. So I just wish you well, and I just want to pray for you before we leave. Father God, I just pray for every person who's listening today. I thank you that this is a divine appointment, that they were to listen today, and that they have gained information that will help them. And I just thank you, God, that when these people do lie down at night, their sleep will be sweet and that they will have sweet dreams. So thank you for each one of them, and I thank you for blessing them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.